It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. If you watch Glee, then you're very likely a fan of Chris Colfer. He plays Kurt, an openly gay, super confident high school student who's a member of the Glee Club. Colfer is just a few years out of high school himself. He grew up in Clovis, California. That's a small town outside of Fresno. And coincidentally, his new film, Struck by Lightning, takes place in a fictional town called Clover, California. Colfer not only stars in the film, he also wrote it. It's a dark comedy about an ambitious high school senior who starts a literary magazine and who blackmails the popular kids to force them to write for it.
As you all know, I am starting a school literary magazine.
You want us to buy your magazine?
You, Claire? No. I would never expect you to recognize an intelligent publication, let alone purchase one. But your friends and families? Yes. Why? Because you're all going to be in it.
Chris Colfer was himself the editor of his high school literary magazine, but he insists this film is not autobiographical, even though he knows a thing or two about the art of blackmail.
When I was in high school, we had this thing called the Senior Project every year, where one senior was selected every year to kind of have their own show. And all the seniors before me always just did like an SNL-type format with a bunch of skits and gags and songs. And I was the only student that ever was like, nope, I'm going to write a show and we're going to do a full production. And all my classmates had major senioritis and didn't want to participate, so I kind of used things against them to get them to participate in my show. So that's kind of where it came from.
I hope I'm not giving too much away here, but your character in Struck by Lightning, Carson, dies right at the beginning.
Right. Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
And then we sort of get the backstory up until that point. Why did you decide to start it that way?
One of the biggest things that I wanted to do is have a character call these people out on their fake grief and mourning. And how many times are we, like, you know, at someone's funeral and someone speaks at the podium and we think, oh my God, they're such a liar. They never knew them like I knew them. They weren't as close as they're saying they are. I think one of my character's lines in the movie is, it's amazing how popular you become once you die. I just thought it'd be a great way to tell the story from that perspective of being dead.
The character Carson is obviously sort of a precocious high school student. He's not very well liked,
no.
But he's, you know, doesn't hide his feelings, and he sort of tussles with administrators and fellow students. He's kind of manipulative, but he is likable. I mean, does he in any way resemble the way you were in high school?
Absolutely not. In fact, I was a major pushover in high school. And he really is the person that I kind of created in my head that I wish I was. I really wish I could be like that and say exactly what I meant, exactly when I felt it. But alas, I was not.
The character in the film Struck by Lightning is different from the character you play on Glee, Kurt. But they are similar in the sense that both of them are bullied in school.
Right.
And I know you've talked about this in the past. It's something that you actually kind of went through yourself in junior high and in high school as well, right?
Yeah. When I was in seventh grade, I was homeschooled for the second half of my seventh grade year and eighth grade year because I was really kind of made the target of by a lot of students. And I was having like my locker vandalized and my PE clothes stolen, and my mom and my dad finally got sick of it and homeschooled me for the rest of junior high. But then I went back to high school.
I'm speaking with the actor Chris Colfer. He's the star, of course, of the hit TV show Glee, about his new film. It's called Struck by Lightning.
Let me ask you about your character on Glee, Kurt. You were 19 years old when you were cast as Kurt in Glee. That role was actually written for you by the show's creator, Ryan Murphy. And a lot of critics and a lot of fans of the show have commented on the fact that it's really one of the first times on television where you have a gay teenage character who's three-dimensional.
Yeah.
Who's not like a caricature.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how much of that is you and how much of that is the script?
I don't know. I mean, I would hate not to give the completely deserved credit that the writers deserve for really building that character up. I know that when I went into the project, I was coming from such a very, very, very conservative hometown. I was very, very kind of nervous about playing a gay character. And I kind of went into it knowing that I wanted to make him more than just the punching bag that gay characters usually are on TV, you know, the quirky best friend with the one-liners that we see on almost every other show. So I definitely wanted to make him more than what characters like him had been before. And I think thanks to the writing, I was able to.
In the first season, Kurt comes out to his father, Bert, who is played by the actor Mike O'Malley. Let's hear a bit of that scene for a moment.
Dad, being a part of the Glee Club and football has really showed me that I can be anything. And what I am is I'm gay.
I know.
Really?
I've known since you were three. All you wanted for your birthday was a pair of sensible heels. I guess I'm not totally in love with the idea, but if that's who you are, there's nothing I can do about it. And I love you just as much. Okay?
Going into that scene, there have been a lot of scenes like that in television before where kids come out to their parents. And for one, I love the fact that the father was accepting of it. I mean, that was groundbreaking right there. I also really wanted to take it from a very real perspective, because a lot of times those scenes, the kids, you know, are very, I'm queer, I'm here, and I'm proud of it, you know, and that's not the case when kids come out to their parents. It's terrifying, especially at an early age. So I really just wanted to make sure there was a lot of honesty in that scene, and it wasn't so forced or arrogant, but it really was just this kid that was terrified of telling his father the truth.
You are, of course, gay, and you came out to your parents as well in high school, I understand. Were your parents, did they accept it immediately?
My parents would tell you that, like, from the minute I was born, they knew that I was different. And I mean, like, I joke now because now it makes sense that I wrote a screenplay, but that I would sit in my room and I would write for hours and hours while their kids were out and about. So they always just kind of let me do my thing, and there was never really anything that I ever had to ask for acceptance. I just was my own beast, and they just let me be.
Last season on Glee, you sang "As If We Never Said Goodbye" from Sunset Boulevard.
I'm coming out of makeup. It's already burning. Not long until the cameras will start turning, and the early morning madness and the magic in the making. Yes, everything's as if we never said goodbye.
Now, I know that your whole life, your voice, the pitch of your voice is something that you were teased for, bullied about. But, of course, now it's one of the reasons why you're able to sing this way and sort of be the character that you are on the show.
Yeah, thanks. It's crazy. A voice that was never wanted has become a voice for so many people who don't have one.
Has it made you think differently about it?
Yes, and actually, one of the best stories I've ever been told, I was told a story about a little boy with autism named Spence, who thinks when people are speaking in lower tones, that means that they're mad at him. And so he really, really relates to me and looks up to me because I have a high-pitched voice, so he thinks I'm happy all the time. And that type of story, when you're affecting people like that, I mean, that how can you be mad at your voice for when it's affecting kids like that? I get a little choked up thinking about it.
I read that now that you have this film out, you've been signed to a book deal to write novels for young adults. I mean, you're 21, almost 22. What's your ultimate goal?
I would love to retire by the time I'm 25, because by then I probably won't be considered relevant anymore and no one is going to care about me. And I'm very, very well aware that, you know, every actor has a shelf life, and I'm just trying to squeeze as much as I possibly can while I can.
That's actor Chris Colfer. He stars on the hit TV show Glee, as well as in the new film Struck by Lightning, which he also wrote. It's playing at the Tribeca Film Festival and will be released wider later this year. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.